Welcome everybody to the Leadership Community Podcast for Vancouver Church. I'm stoked that you joined in. This podcast is intended to lay out the vision, the values, and the strategy of the church for the sake of our leaders and to give you clarity on where we're going, how we're trying to get there, and how you can maximize your kingdom impact. So with that, let's jump in to the episode.
Welcome to this week's Leadership Community Podcast. I'm Amber, stepping in for Chris today because I get to interview Trish. Trish, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks, Amber. I'm really happy to be here.
Well, we're going to be talking today about women specifically because there is a relaunch, so to speak, of ministry to women that is coming this fall. There's a lot of fun things to talk about. And Chris wanted us girls to have a conversation about it so that we can share with the leaders what we have planned. So I'm really excited for this conversation. So can you tell us about what Vancouver Church has planned for women this fall?
Yeah, I can do that, Amber. But first, I want to kind of just step back and just to say, you know, ministry for women has been happening at Vancouver Church for years and years, you know, long before I've been here, you and I have been here. And there's been great work that's been done. But Chris approached me early last year and said, you know, as a woman pastor on staff, I would like you to oversee women's leadership. And one of the things that we wanted to do is align ourselves across all three gatherings. There's a lot going on, but we really want to be one church community of women. Yes, we have our distinct differences, but we have a lot in common. And so one of the things I really wanted to do was launch a ministry that would be one umbrella ministry for all women, no matter what age you are, no matter what gathering you go to, no matter what background you are. And so that's been the prayer. I've been meeting with a group of women for well over a year, praying about that. And so we're excited to launch a ministry, a new ministry for women. A lot of what's happening is still going to be happening, but God has given us some new things to add to what we've been doing. One of the things is we've got a new mission and we've got a new vision and values and things like that, that we are excited to be able to share with the women of Vancouver Church and the leaders as well.
So what's coming up first? I've heard rumors about a night of worship. So tell us about that.
I am really excited because we're going to be having our first ever, as far as I know, night of worship for women. And there's where we're going to be revealing the new ministry for women that God has given to us. It's on Thursday, September 9th, and it's at 6:30 p.m. and it's in the Kingsway Student Ministries room. And we're going to get together, and it's called a night of worship because we're going to be worshiping God, first of all and foremost, for who he is and all that he's done. But we're also going to have a chance to get together, to get to know each other, to have some food, and to be able to reveal God's vision for what he has in store for women. So it's going to be a fun time for us to all get together to worship together.
And I hear that the name of the ministry is, it's top secret. It's under lock and key, but it will be revealed that night.
Yes, the name of the ministry and the branding will be revealed on Thursday night, as well as, I said, the new mission for our ministry and a set of values and God's vision. We'll also be revealing the programs that we have lined up for fall. So all women will be able to see at a glance everything that we're offering for fall and be able to make some choices and get that scheduled and on their calendar.
So why, Trish, do you think that it's important that we have ministry specifically to women? Why is there value in that?
Well, one of the things that we did last year is we conducted a survey because we were curious, first of all, about who the women are who attend our church, but also what they want and need. And that survey revealed that women are craving a space. They're already meeting, right? We already have Bible studies that are happening. So it's not as if it doesn't exist, but women really want to have a sense of belonging. And we want to make sure that we're aligned around everything that we're doing for women. So to put everything under one umbrella and then to be able to grow together as women and to be able to understand what the needs are, not just of our women internally, that's super important, but we also want to be able to be outward facing. And so part of our strategy is we want to grow spiritually, we want to be more like Jesus, and all this aligned with our Vancouver Church mission, We want to build connections. We want to mentor and disciple others, right? We want multiplication. And then we want to reach our neighbors. And for us, that's women we want to reach outside of our church building, right? And that's locally and possibly foreign missions. And so we're really praying about how God's going to use us as a group of women to minister to other women.
So we have people listening that are both men and women. So can we first of all say how, I guess the question they might be asking is, how can they, as leaders, support and engage with women's ministry, even if they aren't women?
Yes. So, you know, one of the things that you can do is you can be praying, right? You can be praying for the Spirit to guide us as we roll out different programs and plans. There's lots of thinking about what God has over the next couple of years. So we could use your prayers for myself and our leadership team and for all of our women. You could also be praying about how God wants us to serve women out in our community. And then also as men, it would be awesome if you could support your sisters, your wives, your girlfriends, your friends, and encourage them to get involved in ministry, because we really want to make sure that women have a chance to come together and to feel like they belong as part of community, but that they're also growing spiritually. So the prayers and support there are really appreciated and needed.
Yeah. So maybe the men can grab a calendar, write down some dates, and make sure that they don't make any plans so that if there's children, grandchildren, childcare is provided. And by childcare, I mean taking care of your own.
Exactly.
I love it. So what are the next steps? So where do the leaders go to find out if they're women, find out more information, and for the men to send the women that they know to find out more, to sign up, to attend? Where do they go from here?
So for now, come to the worship night, because that's the big launch. But if you can't come, there will be a webpage. We're creating a webpage that will be dedicated to all things women at Vancouver Church. And so you'll see all of our events. And you can also always check our events page on our Vancouver Church website, because there'll be things posted there as well. Or you can also reach out to me.
We'll put all that information in the show notes below so that people can just click and get where they need to go. I also believe, because we just did it, that there's going to be a podcast specifically for the Women of Vancouver Church. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, so one of the things that we want to do is we want to unite women all across all of our gatherings and be able to communicate with them. And so we're excited that we'll be launching a women's podcast for Vancouver Church. It'll be a place where we can share information about upcoming events and programs. It'll be a place to meet the women's leadership team, but also it'll be a place to offer encouragement and just support to women in general.
Well, we'll put the links to that as soon as it's available, all the places that we can put it as well. So we're doing the dance of coordinating releases of everything. So more details will be coming.
Yes. But really excited. And thanks for this opportunity to share this with the leadership team.
Thank you, Trish. We're so excited for what God is going to be doing this fall for the Women of Vancouver Church.
Yes. And in the years to come.
For sure. Thank you, Trish, so much.
Thank you.